USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Outgoing Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is thanking President Trump for giving her the opportunity to serve.
I'm forever grateful and proud of the men and women of DHS who work so hard every day to execute their missions and to protect the homeland.
Nielsen announced her resignation Sunday after meeting with President Trump. Randolph Allis, who served as head of Secret Service since 2017, is also out of a job at the White House. Felicity Huffman, along with 13 other parents and one college coach, have all agreed to plead guilty in a college admission cheating scandal. Huffman is charged with helping her daughter to cheat on a college entrance exam by paying $15,000 to a test monitor to correct the wrong answers. Your final numbers on Wall Street for this Monday. The Dow was down 84 points to close at 26,341. The S&P was up 3 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The Pentagon says three U.S. troops and one contractor have been killed in Afghanistan. A U.S. military official says that three were wounded in an attack outside the airbase. Officials describe the attack as a vehicle-borne IED. Some say it was nature's way of getting justice. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a story.
A rhinoceros poacher in a South Africa wildlife preserve was stomped to death by an elephant and was then eaten by lions. Rangers at Kruger National Park finding only the man's skull and trousers. The man and two others were hunting for rhinos illegally last week when the elephant surprised them, trampling the one man, and the two companions dragged his body to a spot near a road, telling the man's family what had happened. Police say they seized guns and ammo from the surviving men who appeared in court and were charged with illegal possession of firearms, trespassing in the park, and conspiracy to poach.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
March Madness comes to an end tonight when Virginia and Texas Tech contend for the title in the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship game. In other NCAA news, attorney Michael Avenatti tweeted a link to evidence that he claims shows Nike bribed players to attend Nike colleges. Wright Thompson is a senior writer for ESPN, and he's also the author of a new book titled The Cost of These Dreams. One of the things I had a chance to sit down and talk to Wright about was the NCAA paying players and Nike, and even the allegations against lawyer Michael Avenatti for what he's saying Nike did and what this means ultimately to college basketball and college sports in general regarding paying players.
I mean, I want to take it a step further than individual actors, whether it's Nike or Michael Avenatti or any of these schools who've been mentioned. I mean, there's a much larger existential problem, which is this is professional sports, no matter what you want to call it. And everything that's happening is just what any econ 4 or 5, either macroeconomics teacher would tell you is inevitable, is that you've created a black market. The market is functioning exactly as it should function because there's this incredible valuable commodity that is being falsely undervalued. What's happening now? It's the only logical thing that could happen, and it's never going to stop happening because this is not amateur sports, no matter what anyone wants to call it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.